This Sunday, November 15th, the Paul Green Rock Academy will play a benefit concert for Maddie's Mark at Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York. Doors are at 6 and the show begins at 7. Maddie's Mark Foundation was established in 2012 to honor Madeline Musto, a vibrant 5-year-old who died after developing an inoperable brainstem tumor. The foundation's mission is to spread Madeline's spirit by providing opportunities, creating environments, and enabling children and families to live a life of best days ever. The foundation organizes a best day ever, a family's opportunity to see something, visit someone, or go somewhere with their child that might not have been possible without the organization's help. The Paul Green Rock Academy benefit for Maddie's Mark Foundation this weekend will feature Gibby Haynes, Dr. No, the Paul Green Rock Academy show band, and musician and actor Fred Armisen. Anna Dooley is a girl from Kingston, New York, and a fan of the IFC series Portlandia. Through Maddie's Mark, she had a best day ever experience meeting Fred Armisen last year. Fred Armisen was a stalwart and side-splitting cast member on Saturday Night Live from 2002 until 2013, with more than 20 recurring characters, including original characters and impressions of Prince, Barack Obama, Ira Glass, and David Paterson. He is the co-creator and co-star with Carrie Brownstein of the Peabody Award-winning Portlandia and is the bandleader on Late Night with Seth Meyers. Fred Armisen, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Oh, my pleasure.
So how did you first hear about Maddie's Mark Foundation and how did your participation in this concert come about?
Through Elizabeth Littleton, who's an old friend of mine, and Dan as well. And they're just old friends, and the more that I found out about it, the more I thought, oh, this would be really cool to get involved with. And then when I heard about the show, they asked me to do it, and it was like a no-brainer. I was like, oh, my God, I'd love to do that. And the collection of musicians sounds really cool, and, you know, anything like music-related with friends is just something that automatically is something that, you know, I'm drawn to, but then the fact that it's this benefit just made it, you know, a really special event.
How did you first meet Elizabeth Littleton, as you just mentioned, and how do you guys know each other? How far do you go back?
90s, I want to say maybe 96, 97, somewhere in there. We knew some other mutual friends and some musicians, and I think they were in New York City at the time. For lack of a better word, we jammed together and we played some music, and I also knew Dan's brother, who was very talented, and they're just like such a good group of talented people, but you know, the kind of talent that is very inclusive, you know, like sort of fun to play music with.
I mean, you can play all kinds of music, and you do play all kinds of music, but you're a punk rocker. I wouldn't say primarily. I'm having trouble finding
I would say primarily.
Okay.
I would say exclusively, because, like, even my approach to mimicking, like, soft rock or mimicking Latin music at all, without a doubt, comes from, like, a punk angle.
So how do you then jam with Elizabeth and Dan, who are folk musicians?
I think, to me, there is a punk aesthetic to them. I don't think they're folk musicians. I think they're punk musicians.
Massachusetts afternoon, hanging out on the porch, drinking cinnamon beer with you.
So speaking of soft rock, how do you classify Blue Jean Committee? Do you say it's your band, but you and Bill Hader are characters in it? How should I mention it?
Oh, yeah, any way you want. I mean, it's just, you know, you could see it so many different ways. You know, it could be something that can be real, or something could be an homage. So it's many different things at once, but basically it's soft rock. It's a version of soft rock. You know, I've been listening to the Sirius XM channel, The Bridge, which is like all like 70s soft rock music, and they've sort of renamed it recently. They've been calling it yacht rock,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they had that expression at the time. That's kind of like something that, because I don't think at the time I don't know if they even called it anything. I don't think it had a name. But, you know, I think my advice to anyone who's like starting a type of music is you should give it a name first. You know?
Give it its.
That's what I think that was cool about punk. They're like, we have to give this a name, and it just. I think it just always sticks. You know.
Well, Blue
but
Jean.
Anyway, mm-hmm. so that's what it is. It's just like it was engineered around the series documentary now, but then I just, you know, it's an excuse to go out and play shows and stuff.
And Blue Jean Committee is putting out an EP this month.
Yeah, on Drag City Records. It's funny that I get to do all this kind of stuff when I'm doing it in the least serious way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like not as much of a battle to get distribution when it's more done in celebration of something else.
Speaking of reasons to celebrate, it was announced this week that you and Bill Hader are going to receive or have received the Smithsonian Magazine American Ingenuity Award for the Performing Arts, honoring your series documentary now. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks.
The series is fantastic. How was the how did you guys come up with the idea for that show and execute that plan?
We did a short film for SNL called The History of Punk, which is like about this other character, Ian Rubbish, and it was very there weren't really any jokes in it or anything. It was just kind of like an accurate depiction of something.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping an accurate. We went more for the accuracy than anything else. So we just enjoyed it so much that we're like, we got to do more of these. And we just turned it into a 6-episode series.
You, of course, make Portlandia. You're a voice on The Awesomes. You are in films. You are the band leader for the 8G band on Late Night with Seth Meyers. How do you do all of that and then also fit in touring, performing shows and benefit concerts like the one you're playing in Woodstock?
I don't really know. I just enjoy it so much. You know, like I think I do it in a way that like it isn't that much. It actually doesn't feel like it's too much. It's like very, I just manage the schedule in a way that I'm like, okay, well, For example, this benefit is, you know, it's close enough to New York that it's like near all the New York things I'm doing. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can pop up there, play, and come back in time to do, you know, Seth's show. And it strangely works out pretty well.
With the different series that you work on, do they film in a bubble? Do you do Portlandia kind of all at once and then voice work for The Awesomes kind of all at once?
Yeah, that's, you know, that all takes a lot of, like, I think these days what the thing that's pretty good is that so much is done, like, via email that, like, and just a couple of, you know, and also if recording-wise, you can record it, like, any studio and the sound is kind of the same, just email the tracks, and no one has to be in it, no one even has to be there. It's really very convenient. There's a lot of, like, convenience of, like, can you record when you're in whatever city? And then it just happens.
Do you think, and this is obviously you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but it just occurred to me as I'm asking you so much about your schedule that for years your SNL schedule was completely insane because that show is well known to be very taxing and incredibly intense weeks on the weeks you have a show. Do you think working on SNL prepared you for being like a, you know, ready to be overwhelmed by a schedule and it feels sort of manageable since?
I think the answer to that is yes. Because everything had to come together so quickly within a week, or rather 6 days, I sort of trained you for that, yes.
For the concert in Woodstock, how familiar are you with Paul Green Rock Academy?
I guess I'll learn as I go.
Yeah. Do you know yet what the format of the concert will be, what you'll be performing and who exactly you'll be performing with?
I sort of skimmed over emails as to the way it's going to work because I think like anything is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, those songs all sound great. That'll be fun. You know what I mean?
Sure. Wonderful. Well, it'll be fantastic to have you in the region and thank you again so much for calling in today.
Okay, thank you.
Fred Armisen will join Gibby Haynes and Dr. No at the Paul Green Rock Academy Benefit Concert for the Maddie's Mark Foundation this Sunday at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York. For more information, visit rockacademy.com. Rockacademy.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
It's been all right. I'm kind of done. It's been all right.
lovely night with